If you think your smartphone is just a phone rather than a very powerful mini computer that happens to make phone calls, you may be cruising for a world of pain. That is because we have our whole lives stored in there.
Let's go now live to Adam Levin, chairman and co-founder of Credit.com and Identity Theft 911. Now, Adam, you've got some of the dumbest things people do or fail to do to protect themselves through their smartphones. Let's start with passwords. Any tips for listeners?
You really should, first of all, have strong passwords. You should definitely password protect your phone, and don't use an easily decipherable either ascending or descending order, because it's like worthless. And this is all based on the theory of the burglar and the dog, is that when the dog is at the house, the burglar moves on to the next house. Think of your password protection the same way.
Now, usually, of course, I'm basing this on the iPhone. It's four digits.
That's correct.
So make sure it's not 1, 2, 3, 4 is what you're thinking.
Absolutely. Or 9876.
Shop online with an internet browser instead of a shopping app. Now, which one should you do? Can you use your phone's browser, or should you use that shopping app?
Well, it's best to really use the shopping app, because they're really designed to offer you greater protection. And when you're going to the browser, first of all, you have to make sure that you went to the right URL and you spelled it correctly, because you could end up being at a clone site because you misspelled the name of the retailer you thought you were going to see.
Adam, a new phone comes out every year, and everybody's trying to get the newest iPhone or something like that. Now, I'm hearing from you, and if you could share with our listeners here, if you're going to buy a new phone, you really have to first purge all the data from your previous phone to protect yourself. Am I right about that?
Well, that's true, because people sometimes leave previous phones lying around. They put it in a drawer. They may give it to a friend. They may donate it to a charity, and they don't realize that they've left all of their information. You know, just simply because you've done an information transfer doesn't necessarily mean the phone was purged.
Adam, I want to talk a little bit about Wi-Fi. We know that, for example, when we come to work, we can trust the Wi-Fi connection. We choose to use it and not have to pay for data at work. So that's fine. But should you leave the Wi-Fi connection on all the time, so no matter where you happen to be, it picks up a place that has Wi-Fi, or should you switch that off and on and off a lot?
I think you should switch it on and off. I think you always run the risk that if you have the Wi-Fi connection on and you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, that someone with the right capabilities can actually crawl into your phone, and then they're into your life.
Everybody's looking for the latest app, and we're always hearing about free apps that you can easily download and everything. Any tips for folks who might see the word free and get overly excited and maybe get ripped off sometimes?
No, yeah. Well, they always say if it sounds too good to be true, it possibly could be. And in case of many free apps, it's not necessarily free, because apps do have this tendency, and the state of California in particular has been very tough on this. They have the tendency to sort of begin to suck information out of your phone and provide it to the app developers. And sometimes you could be downloading an app that you haven't researched properly, and it may turn out to be a basically fraudulent app.
Yeah.
Someone is using it to collect information.
And to piggyback on that, you know, I heard someone say recently that in social media, we think that we're the customers. We're actually the products. You know, this stuff isn't all for free so that we can use it at our leisure. They are grabbing that information as quickly as they can.
No, they truly are. And that's why it's very important, anytime you download an app, that you read the privacy policy and understand exactly what you're getting into. And more importantly, you do research to make sure that the app is what it says it is, and it's being offered by the people who are truly, you know, the legitimate offerers.
He is Adam Levin, chairman and co-founder of Credit.com and Identity Theft 911. Thanks so much for joining us on WTOP.
Thank you, sir.